Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Yes, you got to keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. There is so much going on in the world of sports. And so much of it has to do with off the field, off the court stuff. We got Kyrie Irving, we got John Gruden, and we got plenty of other things to talk about. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, and we will not disappoint. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. Rob Parker, what up, bro? How are you?
I am doing great. What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
And that's
you're right.
Right.
Talk about trash and what's going on. And Chris, just so much happening and the John Gruden saga and people still trying to, I don't know, figure it out or
wrap their own hands.
Yeah. You know, and some people everything. Trying to justify and, you know, like talking about all kinds of stuff. And I think that, and we'll get into it. You know, you gotta, I think you said yesterday, and I thought about what you said. You said you gotta be careful what you send or something. And you used the word be careful. And I was like, I don't know if that's the right word, Chris. How about not be racist? How about not be homophobic? How about, like, treat people? You said it the other day.
Well, I said it yesterday.
With respect.
We got
to
respect.
We don't have to agree. We don't have to, just with respect. And I think that's what the essence of it, that's what's lost sometimes is that, you know, you don't have to agree with something. Okay, you don't think that women should be referees or officials or whatever.
can say that in a respectful way that doesn't demean women.
But doesn't demean like they're not
that way, right?
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a way of
exactly
where you don't look at it and go, you know, man, what is he saying? Women can't do anything. You know what I mean? So that's what I've been contemplating the last 24 hours while this has gone on. So we'll get into all that.
No, absolutely. And my point about sending emails, of course, you know
what I mean,
I don't use that type of language. I don't talk about people that way. But let's just keep it real. A lot of people do. And we hear it. We hear it. It's on our television. It's on our radio. And we justify it. And a lot of people just talk that way, period. In locker rooms, you know, you would hope people grow out of that, right? That's kind of youthful immaturity. But people don't. A lot of adults, grown men, still talk that way, still say things like that. So Gruden, and I've heard other players say it, you know, on TV today, like, Gruden's not alone in feeling this way. And it doesn't justify what he's done.
No.
That is absolutely wrong. And he had to go. There's no question about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
you can't lead a locker room, Chris, and be the face of an organization with those kind of words. Period. That's really what it's about.
You shouldn't be.
Right. Right. But that's what it's about. So
we've had some people in higher positions than that, if you know what I'm saying, who've used some crazy
Changed, right? We've seen it now. Things have changed and people are less tolerant of that. Look at what the Bucks did. Okay? We'll get into that.
We'll get into that. That's in the second hour.
We'll do that.
We'll get into that. Yeah. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Like Rob said, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. You will have your chance to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. And we welcome all perspectives. You know that here on the iCouple.
You don't have to
also,
agree
you'll
with
be
us.
Able to call in the first 2 hours and speak your piece on whatever topic we are addressing. Let's introduce the iCouple crew, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, my man Steve DeSager, Rob's man Steve DeSager, bringing it. All right, Rob, the first thing before we even get to John Gruden, we got to talk about Kyrie Irving. And I said this, Rob, a week and a half ago, that if I were the Nets and Kyrie Irving refused to get vaccinated, I would send him away for the whole season. Now, if he gets vaccinated in November and January, whenever, then by all means, we welcome you back with open arms. But until he gets vaccinated or until New York would change its law, then I said, you got to send him away, period. And it doesn't have to be mean-spirited, not a banishment, just Kyrie. We're trying to win a championship and you being in and out of the lineup, not practicing all the time. I know he can practice some now in New York, but that's not conducive to us building chemistry, continuity, and the defined roles that we're going to need to beat the best teams in the NBA. And the Nets came out today, Rob, and it looks like Joe Tsai, the owner, and Sean Marks, the GM, at least according to Marks, they are the ones that made the decision, and they did exactly as I said they should. They sent Kyrie away. Here's Marks talking about it.
This process is, I think, all of you guys are pretty well aware of. It's been going on for a while now, and we've been bringing all the information to a head here, and I think this is a decision that ultimately Joe Tsai and myself made. We, as always, involve a lot of people in this, but this decision came down to the two of us. And it's what's best for the organization at this point in time.
All right, Rob, what are your thoughts?
No, I mean, I thought that they did the right thing. You just can't have it. And I think, because, you know, I've mentioned this a few times to you, right? Pat Riley, when I was covering the Knicks, you know, in New York, and I mean, as a columnist, I remember him just saying to the Knicks, the whole thing was either you're in or you're out. Like, which one are you? You can't be a half a foot in, half a foot out. The Nets would be setting themselves up for a terrible fall by allowing a guy to be part-time and then not play. Imagine if they made it to the finals and they had four games in Brooklyn and then he couldn't play in those, or some big series and you needed him and you're down in the series, he can't play because that game's on the road. What does it say to his teammates that he gets special treatment because they're allowing him to do this? You couldn't do it. You got to make sure that everybody is giving their all and everybody's in for the same goal, which is to win a championship. We saw people give up, and I applauded people who decided to go into the bubble and stay away from their families for 3 months. That's not natural, Chris.
Right.
You weren't sealed off.
Be incredibly tough.
Right. You weren't sealed off in the side of a mountain and couldn't get to your family. You chose to play basketball and not see your family for a few months.
Right.
That is an ultimate sacrifice. God forbid someone in your family or your wife or your grandmother or your mother got, you know, something happened to them. You would hate yourself. You know what
right.
I mean? Like it's a big, you can't take that for granted. Oh, yeah, I'll see you in 3 months and everything will be great. No. So it's a sacrifice. And if you're asking all the players to make a sacrifice to bring a championship to Brooklyn for the first time since the Dodgers won a World Series, and you got the team and you got everybody in place, and one guy is not on board, then you got to, you know what? That ship sails without that one guy until he's ready to be on board. Bravo to the Nets. They did the right thing. Kyrie's a great player. I love to watch him play. I thought he was fantastic last year before he got hurt, Chris. And him on that team makes them an even more overwhelming favorite. I still like that team, even without him, because in the NBA you need two stars, basically, and three is a luxury. So
right.
Brooklyn did what it had to do, and I'm fine with it.
Rob, I love the team without him. I am not convinced that they can't be just as good without Kyrie. And I think I'm even in the minority here when I say I think Kyrie's a first ballot Hall of Famer. His numbers are tremendous. He's the best ball handler in NBA history. I know that may not mean anything as far as getting into the Hall of Fame.
He is, though.
But he's a tremendous finisher, one of the best guards we've ever seen, point guards at least, finish at the rim.
It's unbelievable.
He's hit arguably, Rob, the biggest shot in NBA history, arguably.
Yeah.
It's certainly one of them. And so Kyrie is a tremendous player, but just throwing together a bunch of talent. And it worked last year. I'm not acting like it didn't work.
If they didn't get hurt, Chris, right. They would have won.
You're obviously losing talent.
Right.
But I'm just saying they still have enough talent, and if they have the chemistry and the health, they can win the championship. They're not as overwhelming of a favorite. You know, them in Milwaukee will be a war. Them in if the Lakers ever get it together, we see Russ – throwing the ball all over the place in the preseason. But, you know, the Lakers, that presumably would be a war. They're a lot of talented teams. But Harden, Kevin
them.
Durant,
you know what
not
I mean?
At all.
Right. It
not
wouldn't
at
exclude
all.
Them like, oh, without him, they have no shot to win.
No. I mean, honestly, and I want your opinion, Rob. Kyrie is the third best player on that team.
Right.
Not better than Durant and Harden. Do you agree with that?
No, not at this point.
Yeah.
No, with what Harden can do and if he's healthy – he's one of those guys. But it's the icing on the cake, though, if you have him. And you want him. You know what I mean? Sure, you.
Right.
Last year,
especially
what did we talk about?
If you can play a whole year together and really develop chemistry.
And he was 50-40-90, Chris, last year. 50 from the field goals, 40 from three, and 90 from the free throw line. I mean,
He was great. He was great. Well, a lot of people wouldn't take it because of the other things.
Right.
And it ain't just the vaccination. You know, there's a lot that comes with Kyrie. A lot of baggage, a lot of things you have to deal with, a lot of drama. He is the epitome of high maintenance, and that's something the Nets aren't going to have to worry about either. The one place, Rob, that I don't 100% know the answer to this, but the one thing that concerns me about the Nets without Kyrie is that Durant is certainly clutch. Kyrie is certainly clutch. I'm not certain about James Harden.
No,
and I'm about as big
fair.
A Harden fan as there is.
That's fair,
he's had some, right?
Because he hasn't done it, yeah.
Well, he's done it here and there. He's had some really good playoff games and big games, put up big numbers. But he's had at least as many, probably more, just outright clunkers in the biggest moments.
Right.
And, Rob, I thought even in Game 7 against Milwaukee last year that toward the end of the game in overtime – he faded and disappeared. And I get it, the hamstring was banged up, and I'm going to credit some of it to the hamstring.
Yeah, he just seemed like a shell of himself by that point in the game, and he really couldn't
Well, he could have been a decoy. He could have set Durant up. He had 22, 9, and 9.
Yeah.
So he played well throughout the game. But then at the end, he just gave it to Durant and said, go take us, big fella, and went over there with the rest of the Nets and watched. And I needed him to have a little more superstar swagger. I don't know, was that just the hammy? Or was it a combination of the hammy and his fading in the clutch? That's the one thing. I think he liked the fact that I got not only Durant to take the big shot, I got Kyrie.
No.
And so I don't have to worry about it, right?
I'm sure they want him, right? I'm sure they want him.
Yeah, so that's the only question I have about them without Kyrie. And I trust that Harden can overcome that, but I want to see it. So 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think about the Nets' decision to send Kyrie away for the as long as it takes before he's vaccinated? No home games, no road games, no practices, no nothing. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, fellas, don't let age beat you. Go get M-Drive. It's as simple as that. M-Drive is the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. So visit MDriveForMen.com for 20% off with the promo code ODDCOUPLE. Don't let age beat you, guys. Go get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. Let's let the callers weigh in. Rob, what are you thinking about the Nets' decision to bench, so to speak, Kyrie?
Hey, Chris, let me give a quick Odd Couple shout-out to my nephew, Alvin. They're in the car driving in Chesapeake, Virginia. And Tristan, his three-year-old son's in the car. They're listening to the Odd Couple, and he heard the radio and said, "That's Uncle Bobby's voice." So I think that's
Bobby.
Cool.
Okay.
That's what they call me.
That
family.
Is cool.
All right.
That's cool.
Yes, Chris, Tristan, it is Uncle Bobby. All right, let's do this. Let's start out with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I just want to throw a shout-out real quick to your nephew who's listening. I saw him crossing you up when on your vacation. I'm glad he didn't get his basketball skills from his uncle.
Ah, that's, you did see that video.
You're right about that.
That's right. That was down in Virginia, Marty. Very good. You got a good memory.
Yeah, he looked good with them handles. A lot better than you look when you brag about dominating that Hall of Famer that was, like, you know, 40-something
years
old.
Oh, Nancy Lieberman. Hey, I scored the first two baskets in that game. I did. All right.
And those were only two scored, right?
I'll pay attention. All right, fellas, I'll get on the subject. You know, I think the Nets made the right choice, but behind closed doors, we really don't know what the choice is. I mean, let's get real. Kyrie's not a big fan of playing 82 games. We know that. He does not have a history of being healthy in the playoffs. In fact, I would guess that he's been unhealthy in the playoffs more often than he's been healthy. There's actually
four
a stat
years that, he's been banged up.
Yeah, he was drafted the same year that Thompson was.
Marty, I'm going to say this. I think you're off base.
What is Marty saying?
I haven't even got to my point.
Your point is like this is like a game plan, so he doesn't have to play that many games, and then he'll.
Yeah, what if
in.
He jumps in after all?
But I don't. I believe that he's an anti-vaccine guy. I don't believe this is some concocted plan so that he doesn't play, Chris. The first.
No, I don't have an opinion on that.
I agree.
I don't. Yeah, I think you're probably right, but I'm.
Did we lose him?
Chris,
we lost.
You see
Martin.
What I was saying? That's why I jumped in.
I want to hear his point, but yeah. I agree. Yeah, I don't buy that. Now, if he's saying, I don't think this is any plan by the Nets or Kyrie, but if he comes back in March and is able to play throughout the playoffs, I don't think that was the plan, but it could work for the Nets. Right.
But I believe Kyrie's an anti-vaccine person. Do you know why?
Let me read this, Rob, because Sham Sharania, who obviously drops a lot of news for the NBA, he wrote this just within the last half an hour.
Okay.
Multiple sources with direct knowledge of Irving's decision have told The Athletic that Irving is not anti-vaccine, and that his stance is that he is upset that people are losing their jobs due to vaccine mandates. It's a stance that Irving has explained to close teammates. To him, this is about a grander fight than the one on the court, and Irving is challenging a perceived control of society and people's livelihood, according to sources with knowledge of Irving's mindset. It is a decision that he believes he is capable to make given his current life dynamics. Kyrie wants to be a voice for the voiceless, one source said.
Okay.
I'm with Kyrie on one thing. There are a lot of things that, as far as control of people's freedoms and things like that, that I don't agree with kind of going on in this society. But the notion that Kyrie is trying, I don't buy this notion that he's like making himself a martyr.
Right.
For people that are losing their jobs and stuff for the vaccine mandates and things like that. I don't really buy it.
Mandates in this country go way back. I was telling you the story that I was reading in the New York Times. back to George Washington, where they mandated vaccines for the army in the 1700s, where they were forced, or you couldn't, you know, be in the military. So this is not a new phenomenon or a new thing at
all.
Not
as far as vaccines.
I'm just talking about the vaccine situation. Right. So this is not new at all. Tori in Columbus, Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tori?
Hey, how y'all doing, Christian? Well, a long time listening, the first time calling in a long time. But
thank you,
I
buddy.
I get straight to it. Yeah, I love y'all show, man. Yeah, I've been listening to y'all. I'm listening to Fox Radio since Vic the Brick.
Wow. Thank you, man. We appreciate you. What you got?
Straight to the point. I love it for the culture, and I love it for the net, because you're doing this because, first of all, people out there in America, you vax to win. That's it. You vax to win. We can eliminate this if we get vaccinated. Hands down. And that's my point.
Well, we Kyrie,
get vaccinated, son. Get vaccinated.
All right,
Tori, I hear you. I mean, but, you know, what was I listening to the news in L.A.? And they were saying California, at least 85% of the people now, Chris, have had at least one shot, something like that.
Yeah, that's something like that.
It's that high in California. It's pretty amazing. And, of course, the cases here have plummeted. But anyway, thanks, Tori. We appreciate your support. How about Steve in Seattle? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Thank you. I really enjoy your show always, and thanks for your comments and everything.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that I knew Kyrie's grandfather many years ago, and this is just speculation. But I think that because he is so anti-everything now these days, after his grandfather's death, he has just seemed to come off the edge a little bit. And I think that, number one, I think that the Nets are going to do just fine. But right. I think that he's just anti for a reason. I'm not sure why that is, but it's just kind of sad to hear. You know what I mean?
Nah, I hear you. I hear you. And
he's been a lot of stuff. Yeah, he's been a nay.
Yeah. So a lot of it's happened since his, you know, I know it was tough on him. We all read about that when his grandfather died. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We'll get to you guys again next hour. We got Ephraim Salam, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend host, coming up in a moment. First,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're the Odd Couple, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, one of our favorites, he's a colleague here at Fox Sports Radio, Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
What up? We love to mix it up with you.
Yeah, we got obviously a ton to get to. Let's start with Kyrie, because Rob and I were just talking about that. What do you think about the Nets' decision to send him away for road games
as well as home games? No practice, nothing.
I think it's what you have to do. Number one, what type of distraction would that be for all of the guys doing exactly what they're supposed to do to be a part of the team and try to win a championship when constantly they're asked, hey, what's up with Kyrie? How do you feel about this? Do you miss him here? Do you want him there? Like, you want to talk about distracting the team. Having the team and coaches and staff inundated with questions about a player who's not readily available can drive a team crazy and knock their focus off. So I think this was the only thing the Nets could do to keep that championship aspiration alive. Look, they've played and played well without Kyrie. So as long as they have a healthy KD and a healthy James Harden, they'll figure out a way to be competitive and still maybe the favorite.
They got a chance to win it, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think, honestly, and look, I know they love Kyrie back, but if I'm Harden and Durant, I'm like, yo, let's go out there and prove we can win it without him.
Well, yeah, but if he gets vaccinated, they'll be fine.
No,
I
welcome him back, but heck, I'm a freaking competitor. If I'm James Harden, I'm thinking I'm one of the best players that ever played. We can win it with or without Kyrie Irving.
No, I get it. I totally get that.
As a professional athlete, right, there's a sense of confidence in your ability, right?
Right.
And if you're on a team and someone, a valuable part of that team isn't there, you still go about it the same way, right? Like, look, we're still dominant. We're going to do our thing. Yeah, we love to have them. We don't, but we're going to ball out.
Right.
Yeah. Ephraim, let me ask you two things. First, you could give me your thoughts on the whole John Gruden mess, him resigning. But also today, the Tampa Bay Bucs, like, didn't waste any time. I mean, they announced today that he's coming – John Gruden will no longer continue to be a member of the Buccaneers Ring of Honor. He was the coach that won them their first Super Bowl and a part of their history. What do you make of both things, Ephraim?
Well, number one, I think when you have to be held accountable to things that you do and things that you say. Right? Now, he tried to play it off like, hey, I was angry, I made those comments, and yada, yada. But what happened is we found out he has a history of this.
Right.
Now, when someone has a history of bad behavior, I like to say, then this is just the stuff that we see or we found out. All right. Just imagine what we're not privy to. Right. So if those comments he said about DeMar Smith was if that was a six on the idiot scale.
Right.
And then the new stuff came out that put it up to a 9 or a 10. Imagine the things we'll never know about. This is who he is, right? And look, I'm not saying that's who he is. He's telling us that's who he is. So all those people saying he doesn't have a racist bone in his body and this
right.
and that,
right.
yeah, you don't need a racist bone in your body to have racist and hateful things to say about people.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. Do you think – Well, I know Rob asked you about Tampa Bay as well, the Ring
yeah,
of Honor.
Just about Tampa Bay.
Well,
I mean, how swift and quickly they just decided we don't want him to be a part of our history.
Well, you know what? Because, you know, and good for them. And there'll be a portion of this country who's upset and mad because he just spoke his mind. But, you know, a lot of those people didn't mind our president, you know, having these same
right,
types
that's the
of sentiments
yep.
and these same statements, right? Like, so... Look, the NFL is desperately trying to clean up his image. We know that. The whole Kaepernick thing and everything. They're at the Ray Rice, they've had some missteps along the way, and they're trying to clean up their image. What John Gruden did works a completely opposite of their new mission or what they're trying to do. And I understand that, especially when you're derogatory to the commissioner and all of these things. Like, what do people expect?
How do you think, Ephraim, that this is going to affect the Raiders? Let me ask you this. How prevalent do you think the sentiments of John Gruden are throughout the NFL? Coaches, front offices, owners?
We already know. We already know. We already know what that is. You heard what Jerry Jones said, right? You know, those guys are... They've meant so much to the game of football, so much to what we're trying to do here. He did all of that and failed to mention, you know, this disparaging remarks and all of that, right? So he was championing their, you know, what they meant to the game, right? They meant so much to the game, and I know those guys, right?
Yeah,
of course
right.
you know those guys. So that statement alone lets you know what has transpired. And you got to remember, these are the same people who were up in arms when players were taking knees. And remember, he said, if any of our guys take
yep.
a knee, they'll be fine. Like, yeah, man, this isn't right. This isn't surprising to me at
right.
all that these type of conversations are being had privately.
Ephraim, let's go to the field. And last night, what a comeback! The Ravens were down 22-3, and Lamar Jackson, here's the scary part right now. His first five games of when he was a unanimous MVP compared to his first five games this year, his numbers are better. He had a passer rating of 99 that year. It's 104 this year. His completion rate is higher. His yards per attempt higher. What do you make of the year he's put together and what he's done? We saw that comeback against Kansas City late in the fourth quarter. This game, he got them in position to beat the Lions with that kick. Remember, he made that 3rd and 20
yep.
pass.
Yep.
I mean, he's had it. The whole year has been tremendous for him.
He's dangerous. And he let everybody know on the biggest stage in football outside of the Super Bowl last night that he's dangerous. And he's getting better.
Right.
And the knock was, hey, can he be a pocket passer? He's going to run. He's going to get hurt. Yada, yada. If this man, which he's shown he can, and mastered the art of passing the ball down the field, checking it down. Look, the long passes were great. We know Lamar has an arm. We know that. But his ability to go from the first read to the second down to the check down, that is growth in the process of becoming a dynamic quarterback. Yes, he's won the MVP. He was extremely young. So much more to learn, and that could be a detriment to some young players. Getting to that level of achievement individually as such as an MVP, you tend to go away from the things you really need to work on, and we've seen him stay steadfast and really work on his craft. And I tell you what, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Tom Brady are fighting this thing out for MVP.
No, it's right now, and I would throw Kyler Murray in there as well. But, yeah, right now those four are the leaders for the MVP. Let me talk, ask you about a team that Baltimore has to beat, and that, of course, is Kansas City. Their defense is atrocious.
Good Lord.
What is that fixable? I mean, your personnel is your personnel. Yeah, you can add a player here and there to get Chris Jones back. But is it fixable that just for them to become an adequate defense? They obviously don't have to be top of the league. But can they become adequate enough to give themselves a chance to get back to the Super Bowl?
I mean, they can become adequate. The thing that their defense is bad. But the thing that bothers me when watching the Kansas City Chiefs are the bad habits that they have on offense.
Yep.
When you have a dynamic player, and I'm talking about a generational player, athletic, smart, can make every throw. When you have a player like that, you rely so much on him and his ability to create things when they're not there that you get lazy and you get sloppy. Some of the things that they're doing, yeah, those no-look passes are great when they're working.
Yeah, right. They look bad when they don't work.
When you start to have breakdowns and when teams figure out how to cover a Kelsey or a Hill and you have to play real football, like you really have to line up and go through your reads and progressions. These are the bad habits that the Kansas City Chiefs have been getting away with for the last 3 years, and now they're coming to roost because teams know how to prepare and play them.
No, I agreed. Agreed. Yep, all right, that's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff, brother. As always, we appreciate you.
Absolutely, brothers. Absolutely.
All right, Parker's power rankings are next. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Kid Dynamite!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters.
I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities. Yes, both of us. It's called Las Vegas. It's the greatest arena on earth. So plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. And now it is time for Parker's Power Rankings.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's Power Ranking.
Oh, man. Here we go. Let's get it kicked off. I feel like Casey Kasem, the late, great Casey Kasem. Let's count them down.
Number five.
The Los Angeles Chargers at 4-1. What an epic comeback against the Cleveland Browns. Justin Herbert, that's right, continues to impress. In his last three games, he's thrown 11 touchdowns and no picks. He had a 5-touchdown game. He also ran one in, 5 on the day against the Browns.
Number four,
the Green Bay Packers. They improved to 4-1. You say what? They beat the Bengals. Yes. The Bengals were 3-1 going into that game. The Packers had to go on the road, win a tough game, and their often reliable kicker missed 3 game-winning field goals, and they still won. Somehow, some way, the Packers get it done.
Number three.
The Arizona Cardinals, 5-0. As the old Sonny and Cher song goes, and the beat goes on, the beat goes on. They just keep winning. They are an upper echelon team. Kyler Murray, Martin Weiss was right about Kyler Murray just a couple years late, Chris, about him being the MVP, but he's playing like it. The Cardinals are definitely a team to be reckoned with.
Number two.
The Buffalo Bills. Apparently, Buffalo has more than just great chicken wings. I've been to Buffalo. That's right.
That did you get wings there?
Yes, I did. And they were
they made in Buffalo? Is that where they started? Invented?
That's the tradition. The wings they were famous for Buffalo.
You got to have the bones. Okay. You got to have the structure.
You sure do. But the Bills have been unbelievable. We saw what they did. They demolished the Chiefs in Kansas City. And here's the other thing. Remember they had that horrible game one? Josh Allen has been tremendous. Their offense is ridiculous. In the last 4 games, they're outscoring their opponents. Are you ready for this? Hold on to your derby, Chris. You ready? 156-41.
Wow.
They have annihilated the competition, and they just keep it coming. So hats off to the Bills, but we got a new number one.
Number one.
The Baltimore Ravens. They are 4-1, and I can't. If you're a Ravens fan and you saw Lamar Jackson throw for a career high 442 yards, and look at the play. Here's the other thing that's so impressive about them. They also lost their opener to the Raiders, right, in overtime, 33-27. And since then, look at what they did. Came back. Fourth quarter win against the Chiefs. Then They came back. They should have lost to the Lions. They come back. They win another game. They had no business winning. They beat the Lions 19-17. Then they just had a regular win against the Broncos. And then last night on Monday Night Football, down 22-3, they come storming back, 22 unanswered points, and they get it done. Amazing win by the Ravens to beat the Colts. So there you go. That is my top five in the Rob Parker Power Rankings.
Not bad.
You got, I mean, come on, Chris. What are you going to argue with? Really?
All right, I'm going to tell you. All right, first of all, Tampa Bay should be in there. I'd put Tampa Bay in there instead of Green Bay. Green Bay, somehow they won. We know how. It ain't no somehow. It ain't
wait
no mystery.
Wait a minute.
You talking about Mason Crosby's missed field goals. How about the kicker for the Bengals, Evan McPherson? He missed one at the end of regulation. He missed two. He missed one at the end of regulation that should have won it. And he missed another one in overtime that should have won it.
Yeah, but he.
So that's how they won it. They didn't look all that great.
Mason missed three. He missed, Chris, he missed one in regulation.
I give you that, but it's not a mystery why Green Bay won.
He missed two.
So Tampa Bay should have been in there instead of Green Bay.
Here's Tampa Bay's highlight from Sunday.
Worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
Yeah, that went
for
a touchdown.
That's so old, man. It's ridiculous. He threw for 5 touchdowns and 400-something yards.
I said that one went for a touchdown. It still wasn't a great throw.
Also, Baltimore, and I'm high on them, and Lamar, I'm high on Lamar, and I think they are a contender. They shouldn't be number one right now. Because you just brushed over. You said it, though. You one phrase by you summed it up. They should have lost to Detroit. How are you ever in position where you should have lost to Detroit?
But they didn't lose
you
to Detroit.
But it ain't impressive. No, it wasn't an impressive victory.
No, yes, it was.
And no,
they
it wasn't.
Lost.
It, no,
they should
right.
have lost.
Why are you in position where you should have lost to freaking Detroit? Which is winless.
Because one of their receivers, Hollywood Brown, missed 3 touchdowns.
Well, that's a problem.
Right?
That's
so
your
he had
player.
An off day. But
well,
the, but
hey,
the, but
it is what it is.
No, to win when you're not supposed to is a mark of
a good
team.
It wasn't a good
team.
Win. And last night was a wonderful comeback. But Indianapolis is 1-4, Rob. 1-4. I mean, is there any? I mean, they did beat Kansas City. Great win. But Detroit and Indianapolis aren't, you know. It was fun to watch. It was dramatic. They came back last night.
When you
but those are bad football teams.
No,
you shouldn't have been down like that.
They're only
so they should
get
be
better.
In the top five, but not. That's fine. But right now, they are not. They should not be number one in your power ranking. So
that's why this is the Rob Parker power.
No,
rank.
It's true.
Not the Chris
but
Bouchard
I,
power
I'm
ranking.
Called on to critique. So I get you want me to just you know pat you on the back and say job well done. No.
I don't think that's ever going to happen on this show.
No. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got plenty more in store. We got 2 hours left, so you know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83.
And, Chris, don't forget, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's right.
So we're going to get to that in the third hour. You'll have a chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. And coming up next, we have not forgotten about John Gruden. We're going to talk all about that. So if you want to jump in, definitely do that.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, as I said. Keep it locked right here. You won't be disappointed. We'll be back.
I'm a woman.
No, we won't.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.